Well, it's very nice of you to come in. I mean, I wasn't expecting... I didn't think you'd be in the mood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
I don't want you to be too much in the mood. Because I'm not... I can't stay for long, but... It's fantastic, anyway, just to be here. Takes me back, you know, this stuff. When I was your age. Well, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, body like a greyhound, mind so sharp and clean, and his heart just like a laurel, grew twisted on itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. Well, it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but the ones you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. What's the use of two strong legs if you only come away? And what good is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two goodies if you can't hear those you love? Well, it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but the ones you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. Between those who use their neighbours and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. But it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but the ones you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do, what you do. How many of you have actually been the sitting in people?
Yay.
Lots of you. I should have recognised you. You're the ones with bleary eyes. Unwashed. Anyway, it's great. Congratulations. Done my time in World War II. Actually, you won't do this. I know you won't do this, but I'm going to try and get you to sing. It sounds so... God, I can't say that because I'm cutting off my publicity. Whoever put that up, Tom, I think. Okay, we'll see what happens to this. Done my time in World War II, got wounded for the nation. Now my lungs are all shot down, there ain't no compensation. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. Gonna go to work on Monday one more time. What you see. People think it's really. Come in, if you can. Is this MI5? They must be in here. Somewhere amongst you, there is one of you. Doctor says I smoke too much, says that I'm not trying, says he don't know what I've got. We both know he's a liar. Now I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Gonna go to work on Monday. time, one more time, and together to work on my name one more time. The last time I went near my job, I thought my lungs were broken. Chest and down in an iron chain, I couldn't breathe for choking up. Together to work on my name one more time. Time. Politicians in this state, nothing short of a rotten. They buy us off with fancy words, then sell us out to claim. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Says both lungs are gone, there ain't no way to shake it. But I can't live without a job, somehow I've got to take it. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. In the go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. In the go to work on Monday one more time. Can't work at all, there ain't no need of trying. But living like some used up thing is just the sure of dying. Then we go to work on Monday one more time. I'm like a man forgotten, head filled up with angry thoughts, lungs filled up with cotton. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Idea that you're going to think it's so uncool. I think that's a word of your generation. I don't know what it means, but I sort of felt I'm not cool. In fact, I'm getting cooler by the minute. I didn't come prepared for this. I thought there'd be half a dozen yawning students.
It beats lecturing, doesn't it?
It does be, yeah, it's true. And Johnny comes marching home again. Johnny comes marching home again. Johnny comes marching home again. We'll all go out to welcome him. And never mind the shape he's in. We'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went. And how he likes the president. Casualties are an accident. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. The grand, the great, the glorious rags. The ones they put on their body bags. A And later when the sickness comes, and later when the sickness comes, and later when the sickness comes from chemicals and uranium, we'll wring your hands and all play dumb. See the veterans, they played their part. The veterans, they played their part. The veterans, they played their part. They came home with a purple heart. They're walking around with a shopping cart. Where are the legs you used to run? Where are the legs you used to run? Where are the legs you used to run before you went to carry a gun? I'm afraid your dancing days are done. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You're an armless, legless chicken, this egg. We have to put you out of the bowl to beg. We kill them and they kill us back. We kill them and they kill us back. We kill them and they kill us back. They say it's always been like that. What a load of crap. So tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow and get on with your life somehow. They're taking your little brother now.
In his pajamas.
Well, maybe his pajamas.
they're not even his pajamas. I wonder whose they are.
Write a song about it?
I think songs have been written about it. This is a song actually written by a friend of mine a long time ago, 1967, or was it 57? I can't remember. It was the occasion of the tragedy at Aberfan in South Wales. Now, probably none of you will know about that.
66.
Or will you?
66.
It was in 66, 67, it was 66. That. 66.
Yeah.
Good. Well, what happened was that there was a coal slag heap had been built, constructed behind the school. Perfectly okay, everybody thought. And on one particular stormy night, the slag heap moved. And actually didn't happen in the night. Severe rain, when the kids went to school the next morning, it moved. It collapsed onto the school. And the learners and the kids were killed. Very low, and some teachers. And a number of people wrote songs about it, because the things that I like in folk music now, I used to sing traditional songs years ago, but over the years I've become more and more interested in people telling stories about a life I can understand, in the sense that I'm there. I wasn't part of gambling maidens and ploughboys and things. That's not my world. And so I was more and more focused on this. And so when this guy called Leon Rosselson wrote this song, And he and I were working together, and as I say, other people wrote songs, but his has lasted because of the way he tackled the problem, which was, well, it was sort of in a class sense without ever saying so. And that's the songs I'm actually interested in. I'm interested in songs which are a worm's eye view of the world and are a class view of the world, not a national one. So people say, well, you would sing American songs, you should be singing English songs. Well, I do sing English songs, but I don't differentiate on the grounds of nations. I do on the grounds of class. And so working people and class people from Australia are writing songs which are as relevant to me as if they were written round the corner. Their actual subject matter may be something else, but the bigger picture is something I can relate to. So here's a song which does that, in that it was written in 67. I first recorded it in 1971. And now you're supposed to be saying to each other, God, it doesn't look that old. So anyway, I'm 75. So this is a song called Palaces of Gold. If the sons of company directors and judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a damp back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view onto slack heaps and stagnant pools, had to file through corridors grey with age, and play in a crackpot concrete cage. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers, rot on the walls and rats in the cellars, in rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow in a wasteland of dead streets where nothing but grow. Buttons would be pressed, the rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mould palaces of gold. I'm not suggesting any sort of a plot. Everyone knows there's not. But you unborn millions might like to be warned. You don't want to be buried alive by slag heaps, pitfalls and damp walls and rat traps and dead streets. Arranged to be democratically born, the son of a company director, or a judge's fine and private daughter. Buttons will be pressed, rules will be broken, strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mould palaces of gold. Little book which have little stories in, which I can't remember without the little book. One of the things I've done over the years is, this is really silly, I'm going to do it now, is I've made records for kids. In 1964 we made a record called Oats and Beans and Kangaroos, which was for kids. And it was great. A lot of people grew up with it, people that you now know in the business, as it were. Like Kate Rusby is one. And her mum and dad used to play this record to her. And it was fun. And that was it. I just made it with Val, my wife. That was it, done. And some 20 years later, people would come up to me and say, my mum liked you, which was very nice. But it was like reminding me that I was old. And if so, about, I think it was 1989, I was in Vancouver, at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and a woman came up to me and said, Roy Bailey, I hear you've made a children's record. So I said, oh, well, yes. She said, well, I'm the director of the Vancouver Children's Festival, and we'd like you to come to the festival next year. So I said, she said, no, please. She said, I realise you're getting on a bit, but we'll fly you with the business class. I said, start to listen. Business class, yeah. It's a week long, this festival, so you should come a bit early and don't rush off at the end. Why don't you come for a fortnight and we'll pick up the tab? We'll, you know, business class. I thought, we'll put you in a really nice hotel, and if you know Vancouver, it's on Burrard Bridge. Beautiful hotel. No? I was at Oxford. Lots of people have said, oh yes, I know it very well. They put this hotel and said, oh yeah, and all your food, we will buy all your food, everything will be all found in the hotel. Oh, I said, it's all upset. And they said, and we'll give you a fee. Oh, I said, and they told me what the fee was, and I really said, oh, then, really? That's really all I'm saying. I said, oh, I don't know what, really? I sound a bit like Frankie Howe, but God, I've got to not tell jokes or anything else. 10 years old, because you don't know who I'm talking about. Anyway, she turned away from me and said, oh, she said, by the way, you do still sing children's songs, don't you? I said, yes. I rarely sing anything else, I said. Now, you see, I messed up the timing of that, because there's a joke in there, and you missed it, and I missed it. Shit. In 1964, I made a... Anyway, never mind. So I'm going to sing you some songs from that record. Because after this invitation, I had to make another one. And it was called Why Does It Have to Be Me? And some of you know it. Others know it, and they're not going to admit it. And then my son had a child. Well, he didn't. His father had a child. And I thought, well, I'll make a record for her. So I made another one. And I thought that was the end of it. Until my daughter decided she was going to have a baby. Now, she'd sworn blind for years that she was never going to have a baby. And she certainly wasn't going to get married. And she got married to Martin Simpson. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Bit of a guitar player. I taught him all he knows. And anyway, I made another one just recently. So I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing this and see if you'll sing, because this was from the first one. It's called You Need Skin. I want you to come out as we need skin people. You need skin people. It goes like this. You need skin. Take good care of it. Don't harm a hair of it. What would you do without it? Keep it clean. Soapy water every day will wash the dirt and smells away. Because you need skin. Some people are smiling in a rather benign sort of way. Others are thinking, I didn't come here after this. This is a right on day. About skin, for Christ's sake. Anyway, it's good fun if we join in for a bit. So that's what you have to sing. If you don't join in, I'll understand. Because children join in and grown-ups join in. The only people who don't join in are the people who sort of aren't sure whether they're grown up or not. So I understand that insecurity. So if you don't join in, I'll understand you're insecure. That's all right. I mean, one can't criticise insecurity. I spend a lot of time in California, all this is true. And I've learned to care and share. So if I see people not joining in, don't worry, I won't do anything to mock you at all. I may share that information with other people in order that we can collectively care for you. That's what will happen. It goes like that. You didn't know the chorus just then, but now maybe you do. You're getting all this down in there, all my stories. I'm going to say something rude in a minute. You need sin. Take good care of it. Don't harm a hair of it. What would you do without it? Keep it clean. Soap in water every day. Wash the dirt that smells away. Because you need sin. I think it's great when students do it because they sort of do it rather. And you're being filmed, and this going to have to look as if you're enjoying it, for Christ's sake.
I just feel hypocritical. Oh,
where the
effort,
where. What did he say?
I said it's been a while since I've had only soap
in
water.
Right.
Don't worry, we can tell. We smelt it here.
I just want to point out that I'm an artist. All this butting in, I lose me timing. You're not supposed to answer back, you're supposed to look, sit there and be an adoring. Oh, whether you're fat or whether you're thin, it keeps the germs from crawling in. Whether you're skinny or whether you're stout, it stops the blood from trickling out. You need skin. Black or whether you're brown, it keeps your tummy from tumbling down. Whether you're silly or whether you're smart, it stops your bones from falling apart. You need skin. Take good care of it. Don't harm the hair of it. What would you do without it? Keep it clean. Soapy water every day. Wash the dirt and stones away. Cause you need skin. And whether you're not or whether you're fair, skin's the thing for growing hair. It's waterproof in rainy weather and keeps the bits of your body together. You need skin. Take good care of it. Don't harm the hair of it. What would you do without it? Keep it clean. Soapy water every day. Wash the dirt and smells away. Because you need skin. It's because you're all very secure. I'd like the women to do it. The young women, students of wherever you are, students of, or workers if you slipped in. Are you ready? Just the women. The men will be silent. Ready? One, two, three, four.
You need skin.
Very good, very assertive. Especially down in this area here. Actually, one or two were a tad uppity. Now, I would like the men. No, this is very difficult. The butch ones won't join in. The butch men will sit there looking butch. the real men will join in. I'll let you decide where you are on that continuum of butch to real. You must decide. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
You need skin. Take good care of it. Don't harm a hair of it. What would you do without it? Keep it clean. Soapy water every day. Wash the dirt and smells away.
Very good. Actually, it was very real, wasn't it? There wasn't a butch one amongst them. Everyone. One more of that. I'm gonna do this one. Two more kids songs. One, this one, and one more. In Australia, I thought this was going to be a hit. This song. Kangaroos like to hop. And all you have to say when I sing kangaroos like to hop, you say hop, hop, hop. That's all you have to do. You can remember that. Have a practice. Kangaroos like to hop.
Hop, hop, hop,
hop, hop. Each in your own time. We could sort of get it together on the right note beat. So again. Kangaroos like to hop.
Hop, 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 hop.
Zebras like to run.
Run, run, run.
Actually, that's quite good. Now, I'll tell you why it's quite good, because in Australia they said hop, hop, hop again. Well, you said to say hop, 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 mate. You didn't say to say run, run, run. But you worked it out, obviously. The cream of British society. For their 2 or 3 A levels. They worked it out quickly. Horses like to trot.
Trot, trot, trot.
But I like to lie in the sun. Don't do it there. Hooters like to hoot.
Hoot, hoot, hoot.
Bells like to ring.
Ring, 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 ring.
Scooters like to scoot.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
But I like to swing on a swing. Water likes to trickle.
Trickle, trickle, trickle.
And milk likes to spill.
Spill, spill, spill.
Glue likes to stickle.
Stickle, stickle, stickle.
But I like to roll down the hill. Creepers like to creep. Have I done that?
Creep, creep, creep.
And winkles like to wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
People like to peep.
Peep, peep, peep.
But I like to splash in the sink. Feet like to jump.
Jump, jump, jump.
And tummies like to hum.
Hum, hum, hum.
And knees like to bump.
Bum, bum, bum.
But I like to suck my thumb. Panthers like to pounce.
Pounce, pounce, pounce.
And leopards like to leap.
Leap, leap, leap.
Bulls like to bounce.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
But I like to sing in my sleep. Kangaroos like to hop.
Hop, hop, hop.
And zebras like to run.
Run, run, run.
Horses like to trot.
Trot, trot, trot.
I like to lie in the sun. Okay, I'll leave it there. I'll finish with this one. And I'll do one more. I'm going to have to go, I'm afraid. I did this children's festival in Vancouver, and it was great. All the kids, I taught the kids to sign, to speak with their hands. I said, I'm going to teach you to speak with your hands and listen with your eyes, and they learn it very quickly. And at the end of the concert, we'd sung songs that had had for a week that had choruses in them, and they all joined in, like that one and those two, and then we signed it, signed songs. And then finally I had this farewell concert, and I said, I don't want you to sign anything, I don't want you to sing anything, I'd like you to listen, because this is how I said goodbye to, I don't know how many, hundreds, thousands of kids. We've cleared off the table, leftovers saved, washed the dishes, put them away. I've told you a story, tucked you in tight, at the end of your knockabout day. When the moon sets the sail, carry you to sleep, over the midnight sea. I will sing you a song no one sang to me, may it keep you good company. You can be anybody you want to be, you can love whomever you will, you can travel any country that your heart leads, and know that I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one, but the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done. There are girls who grow up strong and bold, there are boys quiet and kind. Some race on ahead, some follow behind, some go in their own way and time. Some women love women, some men love men, some raise children, some never do. You can dream all the days, never be to the end, everything is possible for you. Don't be rattled by names, by taunts, by games, but spirit's true. If you give your friends the best part of yourselves, they'll give the same back to you. You can be anybody you want to be, you can love whomever you will. You can travel any country that your heart leads, and know that I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one, but the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done. Yes, the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done. Just finish with this one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for singing, and congratulations, all of you. Reminds me of 1968. We actually were in Paris. You remember? You don't remember?
1960.
Oh, yes, right, I got it. But you're always very advanced for your age. And also at Grosvenor Square, my God. Anyway, I'll finish with this one. Thanks very much, Amy. Good luck. Well, I'll tell you a story, make it clear as I can, about the faraway troubles in the Holy Land. Pictures of the children etched in my mind, laying down their bodies on the fire in the line. And the people who live there, they live under the gun, where it was homeland for 1,000 years before the soldiers come. Surrounded by the army, airplanes in the sky, everybody knows someone who had to die. Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, will it ever be whole? Talk about the settlers, they come from so far away. Talk about the money from the USA. Talk about the bullets, they're made of plastic and steel. Pictures of a Palestine underneath the iron heel. Now what would you do if they come to your home and tell you your land is no longer your own? Tell them, would you let them take it? Would you dare to resist? Pictures of Palestine underneath the iron fist. Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, will it ever be whole? Now we say we want peace, but we pay for subjugation. Say we want a settlement in terms of occupation. And we talk of human rights, but we never say what kind. You can see what it comes to on the faces of Palestine. Does it ever make you think about friends we endorse, armies of the general riding on an iron horse? Does it ever make you wonder why it always seems to be such an undemocratic version of democracy? Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Palestine, will it ever be whole? Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, let your story be told.
Daughter of Askham Bed.
And she can't go to bed until her mum gets home. Takes her home to bed.
Quick one then.
Red flag, international.
Yeah, we'll sing.
It's a song that was written actually for me and its writer to sing in 1974. And I recorded it in 1974 and it subsequently went around the world and Billy Bragg picked it up. Actually got it from me because we did a concert together in Sheffield at the Town Hall in 1982, and I sang this, and he was listening, and he saw his audience came down the front, and they were all banging their heads. It was in those days when it was head banging. It was very disturbing for me because it's not what I'm used to. And my audience all sat quietly listening. They used to come down the front and bang their head, and it didn't matter what time I was singing in, they bang their head in a different one, which is very difficult to concentrate on. But I got to this one and they all bang their heads at the right same time and in time, and Billy said to me as I came off the stage, I want that song, because he knew that his audience would bang their heads in the right time. So if you know it, join it. In 1649, St. Georgesville, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sell. In common, and to make the waste ground grow, this earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. Sin of property, we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. They curse and hold us in heaven while they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve.
Poor folks
starve. I've just seen if you know it.
We work.
No, it's not that we've left the verse out. But I imagine I've probably left all sorts of things out. Do this one. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made for common treasury.
Yeah.